Hey, this is Jay-Z Grudging, lock it in.
You are now logged in to Grudging.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey, what's going on, man? This is JB with Grudging, lock it in. We got a lot going on, a lot coming up. As you know, we got the Civil Wars going on October 26th at Capitol, and there's a lot of stuff getting stirred up, a lot of stuff getting brought to the surface. From what I hear, there's more races about to be locked in. And from what I also saw today, Short Dog put out a call out to Kenny Beecham, and I guess he was thinking he would back down. But Kenny Beecham has said that if he gets in the track on his shakedown, he will take on Short Dog, breaking him, giving him the break to the eighth. So, yeah, y'all heard it here. Short Dog and Kenny Beecham might get it on October 26th with Kenny Beecham getting a break to the eighth. What's going on? Anybody on tonight? Who's talking? What do we got? Who's on tonight? Who's on tonight? Yes. All right, let's see. Who we got? This is a South Carolina area code. Who we got?
Yeah, Papa on the stand, buddy.
Oh, Lord, this is the Notorious Popeye, all motor, conventional head, big block, I'm guessing.
That is correct. We'll be on the side listening in for a little while. If I hear something, I'll calm it down a little bit. Hello?
All right, what's going on? It seems like Blog Talk Radio is having some problems tonight, but I'm back. Hopefully we can get Popeye back on here. Who else is on here tonight? We got 610, and we got Mr. Running Bad, seems.
The 610 is representing PA.
Representing PA, who we got?
Stefano.
Okay, So what we got? What's going on?
Well, I'm looking to represent down at Capitol on the 26th. I see a chassis car, short deck, conventional head, one carburetor. All motor.
Is chassis.
What's that? You're breaking up, Bo.
So we got a short deck, conventional head, motor, chassis car, conventional head, short deck, all motor.
Looking for action. Want to lock it in tonight.
All right, well, we got some people going to be calling in pretty soon because they have been hearing about this car that Joe has been talking about that's got a conventional head chassis car. So hopefully somebody will take that on tonight. So you look at what's the money looking like? What are we looking like to get on the money?
The sky's the limit. If I feel right, we're going out there. We got deep pockets over here.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. So sky's the limit. Camaro, I'm guessing this is a Camaro chassis car.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, let's see. Who else we got out there tonight? Who else? Is that Running Bell?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on, Running Bell? What's going on?
Not much. That guy with the chest. That guy with that chassis car, what kind of race did he run and what kind of car will he run?
Okay, well, there we go. Hey, what kind of car will you run?
Well, you put something on the table, I'm open to run anything. It's all this to me. We're here to gamble. So if I think I got a fighting chance, I'm going out there. I'm not looking for no GWs. I don't handle my business that way. So you tell me. You put something on the table. I'll tell you if I'm interested.
Well, I ain't got a test car.
Okay. What do you got?
So somebody else get on here, they might want to know what kind of race would you take since you've got a chassis car.
I'll take all races, like I said. We got to put it on the table. I'm not going into this blind, but like I said, you know what I mean?
Okay, so yeah, we got a chassis car, conventional head. I'm trying to think. I know Lewis Collins was looking for a little action, but I think he is locked in with Eric Taylor with the Camaro. So, man, what will you be willing to give a back half car, a true back half?
A true back half? Well, how does it sit? Does it sit that, you know, tell me how it sits. Sit, you know what I mean?
True.
Tall deck, short
true.
Deck, you know, I don't.
I know there's going to be a back half car there.
Okay.
It's full. It's all metal.
Okay.
I want to say it's I think it's a 632 plus. And I know he's on all motor, and, you know, like I said, it's all metal. I think it might have a par motor in it, and he's going to be all metal on a 10.5W.
A 10.5W. Well, like I said, he got me outgunned, because, like I said, I'm a little short deck. I got a baby motor in there. But I might be interested in giving him the back tire.
Okay, I hear that. So,
You know,
all right,
what's that, bro?
Uh-huh.
No, the other
man.
Boy.
Yeah, maybe I didn't hear
that. I didn't hear
who
you.
That? Who we got there? Who was that?
Are
hello,
you on
who we
motor
got? Who
or
that?
Are you on that?
Yeah, I'm on motor. I'm on horsepower.
Oh, 2 seconds.
Yep, you said he's all motor. He's all motor, two chassis, conventional head, low deck motor.
And to make it even worse, I got one little carburetor on there.
What would you get the car block back here?
Hey, let's see what I can't hear.
Hey, whoever we got 22. Hold on, whoever we got 224. 220, you got us on speakerphone.
All right, hold on. This is a criminal, man. You're not on speaker, brother.
Okay. All right, so what I'm hearing is he, Running Bear is asking, what will you give a backhand small block car?
On the gun or on motor? Is it
on
how many guns?
On the gun. On the gun. One trigger? One trigger.
What are you looking for? You tell me what you're looking for.
Give me a kick and a kick.
That's a little steep right there. No, wait, I'm here. What's the terminology? Wait, what's the kick? What's considered the kick?
He wants to break to the eighth.
Nah, I can't now. Nah, I respect those small blocks like that. I might give you the back tire to the eighth.
You was gonna give a big block the back tire.
Huh?
Yeah, but that was a motor car though.
How light is your chassis car?
What's that?
How light is it? Oh, it's a chassis car. How light is it?
I don't even know. I don't even have a weight on it. I just put the car together. The car ain't made a quarter mile pass since I put it together.
What kind of car is it?
1632.
What kind of car is it?
It's a
Camaro. 68
Camaro? 69.
I'll tell you what.
Car
I gotta...
ain't been out. Go ahead. Good.
I'll tell you what, I got a 10.5 inch tire on the back of my car, all motor. Big block. And I know I weigh you because it's a 10.5, I low 10.5 car.
Okay.
All motor. And what'd you give me since you're a chassis car and I'm a back half car?
Well, okay, hold on. You said conventional head or big chief head?
That's a big chief head. That don't make no difference. They got conventional head motors out here making just much more power than Big Chief head motors.
Listen. I know where I'm at, though. Okay, Toltec shirt deck.
It's a tall deck.
It's a tall deck. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm going to try your heads up.
Oh, no. I'm aware, Ed, but you know everything about a short deck, tall deck, Big Chief, small chief, this, that, and but you don't know how much your car weighs. Around about how much your car weighs?
Around about? I'd say 25.
With you in it?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Mine's 29.75. Just sit, because, you know, you got to be 3,000 pounds with it. With a 10.5 catalog car, old school. You give me the one-on-one, I don't care what you bet, how much you bet, or what you bring. Through the eighth. You give me the one-on-one through the eighth, because you're 500-some pounds lighter than me, and you say sky's the limit, you can bring what you want. I'll match anything you got.
I'm thinking.
That's it. I mean,
You know what the one and one is?
I know what the one and one is. Back tire and the clear.
That's right, through the eighth.
That's all right. I would love to see that go down. Lord have mercy.
Now, you said 500 pounds lighter than me and a big tire, too. But you say the big beds don't make no difference. That they make a lot of difference. Them big tires make a lot of difference, too.
You want that track, right, sir?
There's that. So we still thinking about that?
Yeah, I'm still thinking about that. Don't go nowhere.
That sounds good, man. That sounds good. Hey, you want to know what? I like it when two people try to work on something rather than sit there and argue and fight about it. So the fact is, it sounds like you're thinking about it. So, hey, that's all we can do.
Well, we still got three more talk shows till then. I mean, I ain't pressing on them right now, but.
Hold on. The show is young. The show is young. I'm still here.
Oh yeah, hey, the show is always young. Hey, let me give this other guy a little talk. I heard we got a motor conventional head Mustang stock block in here tonight. Is that true?
Okay. He's sitting on a 10W tire, all motor car,
Is Popeye around? Is Popeye around?
Okay.
Yes, I am. I'm here. I'm right here. Hey, Papa, I got a call today from a man from Philadelphia, and I think I sent you a picture of the car. He said it's up to you what you want to run for, but he is definitely going to be there the 26th. He's not going to PV race. He wants to run head up.
This is what I want. I hear the 69 Camaro is looking for action, all motor car.
That's right.
If I come to Capitol, will you get another two cash car to break on motor?
I give
stock block.
Why would I have to give him the break?
I'm just asking. I mean, you ain't got to. I'm just asking.
No, if he's just like me, we're going to go heads up. Why would I give him the break if he's just like me? Any conventional head, big block, shirt, that car, one carburetor, one block, why should I give a break?
Are you stock block?
Am I stock block?
Yeah.
I want to have that action.
I'm a stock block. So that's the reason why I'm asking for the brakes with another two Jackson car.
Another two car, I'm not giving a break up like that. Too close.
Well, I want some of that action, straight motor action.
Is that Popeye here?
Yes, it is.
Like I said earlier, Mark Jackson wants to know if you're willing to do something on the 26th at Capitol.
More than likely.
Because,
Huh?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'm coming up.
And I'll be there. I'm definitely there. I'm there.
But I'm only going to bring one car with me. Either I bring the two chassis or I bring the 10-5 car.
Okay, so you bring in either the Mustang or you bring in the two chassis car?
Yeah, which is another Mustang.
Okay, so you come in.
Sir? Yeah. I'm listening to how he's coming.
Yeah, I want some of that straight motor action.
Okay.
Straight motor. Eighth of a mile. How you want? Two chassis or you want 10-5 car? 10-5 car or stop speaking car?
Yeah. I got this with this.
Too much noise in the background. I can't understand nothing.
Yeah, somebody, I think somebody's on. Who we got on? Who we got on speakerphone, man? We got somebody trying to get a race going on here. We got to cut that speakerphone out.
Somebody conventional head motor,
straight
motor.
Yeah, it's a conventional head motor, stock block.
All right, I got a small block back half car.
Small block back half car. Okay.
Yeah. On the spray. One kid.
I'm on a motor.
I know that.
Yeah, I got you. I wish you could be here to get on this radio.
I'd rather run a motor car.
Represent. It's fucking pretty funny, dude.
Okay.
I ain't messing no gas.
What's that?
I ain't messing nobody with no gas, because I know what that gas does to a car. It'll make one put awake or whatnot.
Yeah, 2,850-pound car. Small walk, one kid. I'll press that straight head up. Quarter mile, eighth mile.
I tell you what we'll do. We'll tell you what we'll do. We'll bring another small block car with us, and your back half car, we'll take a break from you. Now, if you want
to
run that back half car.
I like to race heads up.
So if you're going to run a back half car against a stock switch car, you're going to give up something.
All right, well, I guess we'll have to take a look at each other's car when you get there.
It's a true stock suspension. You can't get no truer than this. You drive on the road every day.
I gotta admit, I saw the car earlier today. It's a stock suspension Mustang on, is it a 28?
Yes, it's a 28.
Yeah, that's about as stock suspension as you're going to get.
And you on spray?
No, he's on motor.
Well, I'm on motor car, but we have another car that we are going to bring with us.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, the other car.
I can talk for it, so I can lock it in.
Small block. On spray?
It's a small block. Spray. Against your small block back half, yes.
Well,
we'll
one
take
kid
break
or two? One kid or two?
What does it matter? I mean, it's one or two. It's your back half.
I mean,
it doesn't matter.
Okay, but we're still about the same weight.
What size tire are you on?
32-14.
Okay, we're 28-10.
Okay. Actually, my car works better on a 10.5 tire.
Well, I'm just telling you, I mean, we're not running a true suspension car against the back half of this, so we get the break.
All right, I was trying to answer that conventional head chassis car, you know. I said I'd run your head up, you know, either way,
motor
or eight.
We'll do a motor.
Yeah, I ain't got that much motor. I just got a little motor.
That's what we got, a little motor.
Uh-huh.
And that old motor chassis car you got.
You want that, boss man? Is that Lewis on Big End?
Yeah,
that's Lewis
Thomas. How about this? Hey, if I come to Capitol, can I get the break from you? And we'll go ahead and lock that in right now.
Who's this? Popeye?
Yes, it is.
Dude, you want the break from me?
Yeah, and I'll come to Capitol on the 26th.
What in the, and what's Mustang?
The blue one.
The one I was supposed to run before?
Yes.
The stock suspension car or the two, I mean your bracket car?
Bracket car.
Well, I was going to run your gates up before in the Nova, so this car I got now is heavier, so I can't give you that.
Well, I'm just asking, I mean, if we can do something, I'll bring it.
Well, go ahead and bring it. I'll sit right at your door like we were supposed to do before.
How much one are we talking about?
It don't matter.
The same thing we talked about before?
Yeah, that's fine. Same thing we talked about before. The same race.
Yeah, we'll do the same race.
Yeah,
goddamn, there it go, there it go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the same thing.
You know the car I'm talking about?
Huh?
I see. Lewis knows the car I'm talking about, and I know. And you in that six? Are you in the primary grade 69 now?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we can do that same race.
All right. Well, I'll call you. I'll call you in about at the first. Well, second week in October and lock it up.
That'll be cool. You going to Fayetteville the 19th? I'll be at Fayetteville the 19th.
The Fayetteville on the 19th. We can probably make that happen. I don't know for sure, but I'll know if you give me a call or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And we ain't got with it.
Yeah, I can run you in Fayetteville. That way you can bring your other cars to the 26th. That way I won't be stomping on the boys' toes. Stopping,
where?
Stopping from coming up Capitol on the 26th.
Okay, we'll do that then.
You
sure?
Yeah, I'll pass it. 2 minutes, go. Hurry up.
Who's looking for that motor car, that motor chassis car? I'm here.
Who's putting the shit out for looking for the chassis car, the motor cord?
Alright.
The short
deck. Motor chassis car. Motor chassis car. Who's that? You give us our suspension. Motor car. And miss my head. Can you give us a break?
Stock. Big block or with small block on guns?
It's a big block on motor.
Big block on motor?
Yeah, stock suspension. 28.
Tall deck or short deck?
Stock block.
Stock block? That don't make it there. Tall deck or short deck? You still get a truck block.
The standard deck.
What's that?
320.
I can't hear you, bub. You're breaking up.
It's a standard deck. DN320.
What did that deck height? Is it 9.8, 10.2?
DN3.
You want all the specs of your engine, though. Damn, you can't run that, man.
It's a big block forward.
You get good, great, or what?
Huh? It's a big block forward, stock block.
What size motor you got in your car?
I got a short deck.
What size is it?
Short deck.
Oh, they ain't got no size?
It's a short deck, conventional head.
A short deck angle, but so I'll tell you exactly what mine is. I ain't scared. You can look at mine. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I ain't
heard that. He ain't scared.
Uh-huh. Okay. I don't think he wanted to race.
Nah.
Who you talking about? I'll race him.
Tom.
You talking about the guy from Pennsylvania.
Hey, okay. What's his name from Pennsylvania?
Stefano.
Yeah.
Are you the same guy that Joe's been telling me about?
What? Possibly. Who's this? Okay. Who am I speaking with?
Well, I'm looking for some action this week.
What are you calling? Your car got a name?
What's that?
What?
The guy from Pennsylvania. Your car got a name?
No.
Yeah. Huh?
My car don't have a name.
Oh, okay.
Do you got one?
My car got a name.
My car
What's
got
the
a
name?
Popeye.
It's the Hell Yeah,
yeah
car.
Hell Yeah. Okay, who is this with the Hell Yeah car?
I'm looking for some action this week. I hear Big George. Big George wants a little action.
With Hell Yeah. So Big George wants a piece of Hell Yeah this weekend.
That's what he said. Hey, we got to be careful what you wish for.
Okay, so Hell Yeah going to be a capital this weekend?
Sir. Yes, sir. They called me out. There are a couple of them calling me out down there called Copperhead and Big George. I thought I'd maybe get a little bit of G money. We'll have to see.
Well, hey, I already know. I definitely know that G money is going to be on here tonight, so you may be able to get a little bit of that. I know that for sure.
Are they okay?
All right.
Yeah,
that's all
I'm looking
for.
That
I just
want to
get in the
middle.
I
talked to G-Money, and he's looking to do something this weekend.
All right, he's going to give me the move, I hope, with that big block on the kid.
Hey, let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this, hell yeah.
Yes,
you, are you coming the 26th to Capitol?
Chance, give me.
All right, now, you're a Z small block on 9th.
Yes, sir.
All right, because the boys from South Carolina are bringing a small block Mustang on a gun.
All right.
And I think Popeye is on here
gun.
Now. Is he, are you still on here?
Come here.
Yeah, still on here. Oh, okay. But from what I hear, you want Copperhead this weekend.
That's what I was thinking. He was out there calling me out last weekend. I wasn't there last weekend, but I'll be there this weekend.
We played at Buck Creek tomorrow night. And my horse had a testing tune. He'd be there tomorrow night.
I'll take him quarter mile, 8 mile, whatever.
Okay, so either way it go, you'll take him quarter or 8.
Right. I'd rather run a quarter mile, but it's good to go.
Yeah. Okay, we might be able to put him out there. Like I said, I talked to him earlier, and I know Copperhead has said something about hell yeah, and I know Big Kitty wanted some get back.
Sure he does, but I want to see if I can knock a couple more down before I go back, you know. I mean, he already got a shot at the title and lost.
They want to run?
You know what I mean?
Well,
I want to get somebody else get a shot at the title, you know what I mean?
All right, well, we got to – so where are you going to be tomorrow? You going to be at Capitol or Maryland?
Yes, sir. Yeah, Capitol.
Okay, you're going to be at Capitol. Hey, because I was about to say I got another hired gun on the line, a.k.a. Mr. Richard Tillman. He's on 28. With the Mustang.
Alright.
Richard Tillman, you over there?
So what car do you want to race with?
They were talking about the
1.7 G-Block Ford. We must be losing people, but so, alright, let me see.
Yeah,
Hell Yeah Z, I'm posting right now. Hell Yeah Z is going to be at Capitol tomorrow.
Why can't you come to the creek tomorrow?
Huh? Oh, they go Big Kenny right there. They go Big Kenny right there in the place.
That Big Kenny right here?
That's Big Kenny.
What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
All right, what about you there?
Oh, good, man. Trying to get ready for tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Take that trip to the creek tomorrow.
I've never been there, and I already got it set up to run down there with my boys, you know, down to Capitol, so maybe another weekend.
Right. Who you running out there tomorrow?
That's where you're headed, but to the creek?
Yeah, I'm going to the creek tomorrow, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll hook up, definitely, no problem, I'll give you another shot at it. No, maybe we'll run quarter mile this time or what?
The weekend, yeah, and I got to be home. I like to run the 8 mile.
Yeah, it's all right.
So who you running tomorrow night?
What's that?
Who are you running tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, I don't know. Big George is calling me out. He wants a move or something, man. But he got two guns underneath there, so I don't know what the deal is there. You know, I mean,
I don't. Somebody said he was going to the creek tomorrow night.
I heard that Big George is going to the creek.
Yeah, he was on YouTube calling me out. Said he'd be there this week.
I think he's going to the creek tomorrow. Me. But a lot of people talk about something about. I mean, I don't know exactly what's going on, but a lot of people talking that getting people's time up there. That they got somebody inside getting people's time.
Yeah, that ain't no good.
I don't know. Oh, for sure or what? But that's the talk here all week.
Oh shit! You mean the Capitol?
Yep.
That ain't no good.
Yeah.
Well, we're drug racers, you know what I mean? We're out there no time for a reason.
Right. I mean, it's people giving out times, they're taking all the fun out of it.
Right, yeah.
Yep. So it's...
We ain't bracket racers. If they want to do that, they might as well start bracket racing Friday night.
I put the big block Mustang.
Exactly right.
Hey, look. Hey. With that phone and all that background noise, can you put that thing on mute so we can understand what people are saying?
Yeah. Okay. All right. I mean,
I'm going to
get on the phone now.
Hey,
James.
Yo, what's going on, Kenny?
Okay.
Hey, Rich and them coming back? When they come back out to the creek?
I think Richard, I thought he was on here now, but I know Richard is talking about coming to the creek for 4 days, and then he's thinking about coming to Capitol for the
26th.
Yeah, he's thinking about Capitol.
Right.
Yeah,
well, I don't know how many people going to the creek tomorrow, but there's a lot of people say they're going, and I don't know how many blood races they're going to get off, but a lot of people, you know how people talk, and a lot of people talk about racing tomorrow night.
No,
I mean, most of everybody that goes to Buzz Creek, right, they trying to get the majority of the people, of Capitol people, to go to the creek because we've been going to Capitol for the last 5 weekends.
Right. Oh. Where is Buzz Creek?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you coming to the Maryland area, you better off going to Buzz Creek before you go in the Capitol. I mean, on a Friday night, if you're looking to get off a good pass, and they're doing testing too.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying Capitol's a bad track. I ain't saying that. I mean, because I'm not saying Capitol's a bad track. I mean, because I like the track.
Right.
I ain't got a problem with it, because I know I can get down to Capitol off Buzz Creek. It doesn't make a difference. But I'm just saying that most of the people from the creek area been going to Capitol every Friday night for the last five Friday nights. That place is pretty much packed. And all I'm saying is a lot of the creek boys would like for the Capitol guys to come to the creek. That's all that is.
Well, what time's the creek run tomorrow?
They start around, they open up at 6 o'clock. They open up at 6.
They run till like midnight, or?
Yeah, they're open till like by 12. It'd be around 12.
All right.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Hey, Popeye, you still there?
What's up? Yeah.
You said, Copper here was calling you out on the internet.
What? I just got a text from Mark Jackson, and he said, if you wanted to do that, he would, because I told him that you had a conventional head, stock block, on the 28th. He said if you wanted to do something on the 26th, he would go head up with you.
You talking to Popeye or hell yeah?
Popeye.
Yeah. That's the same car you sent me a picture of, right?
Same car I sent you a picture of. It's a small block Ford on 28 stock suspension. And I told him you had a car on stock, you had a stock suspension car, your big block, conventional head, stock block. He said, well, I tell you what, we'll go ahead up if you want to do it.
Yeah.
The 26, because he's not going to PD's no more. He told PD he wasn't going. So the thing is, he's coming to Capitol, but, you know, I told him you had your car coming, and he had also heard Rhodey was coming, but he can't get out there to get in touch with him, but
Rhodey,
he said if you come, that's the thing, we can't, I mean, nobody's been able to contact him to know exactly if he wants to run.
Me, Rhodey, and all of us is going that way.
Yeah, because that's what I was saying, he said, if you want to go head up, he's willing to take that shot, head up with you, but, I mean, I know he had said that, huh?
Yo,
James, where's Dwayne at?
Dwayne is not on here, but I have talked to Dwayne, and Dwayne said the slut, as he called it, is going to be at Capitol on the 26th.
I thought he was coming to the creek tomorrow night.
I think that's what I'm saying. I know he's going to be at the creek tomorrow, too. And, I mean, I don't know who he's coming to run, but, I mean, I think he's going to, you know, be there tomorrow to just, you know, be testing, too. But I know he has been talking about pick, but I told him we can't sit there with the truck. And, I mean,
he can't run the truck. I mean,
ain't no race we can make even possible.
I'm going to try tomorrow night if he make it right. I mean, I'm not going to talk. I mean, he got a big block with 2 4s and a seat metal sitting on top of that thing.
We can't do that, man. That's the thing. I mean, he wants the truck, and the truck can't sit there.
He want to for sure win. That's what he wants.
But hey, Kenny, I wanted to tell you. I just talked to some of the Philly boys, Joe Minna, I can't think of Joe's last name. They got a conventional head big block they want to run Sean with.
Is that a red Mustang?
Yeah, I think it's called the Mistress.
Right, it's red, right?
Red. Yeah, they want to run Sean head up.
I think we got a phone call earlier today about that.
Yeah, y'all probably did from Ricky. They said that's a conventional head big block on one system. So, I mean, I told them, I said, well, you know, we conventional head big block one system. I was like, you know, we were at the track and we saw them, you know, we saw them at the last Custom T event. And, I mean, you know, they didn't bring it up, but, you know, he said that they want to do it head up.
And what they got one system too?
That's what he said, one system.
Are y'all going out the back door?
Huh?
Do y'all go out the back door or y'all going 8th Mile?
We going 8th Mile.
I don't.
8th Mile?
Yeah, we'd rather go 8th Mile.
Because
it's not a problem.
Yeah. Well, who was that?
This is Long Island Joe.
Hey, what's up, Joe? What's going on?
Not much. I got a few cars myself for a conventional head. I got a Camaro low deck conventional head.
He's on
juice too.
Hey, Joe, your friend is on here right now.
Oh yeah,
we trying to work something out with him and Lou Collins right now.
Well, it depends on which. Don't get me wrong. I got a lot of cars. I got a lot of conventionals. I got a conventional head low deck on juice. Roll up windows, the whole bit. And I'm looking to do something with that also.
All right, and hey, Joe, we also, to give you a heads up, we also got the infamous Popeye on here right now, and he's thinking about a race with Mark Jackson. He hasn't said anything. It's not his stone, but I told him that Young Stang said he would do something with him. Head up, head small blocks for that, you know.
Don't forget about Hell Yeah. I want some of this action, too. I'm just a newcomer in this game.
Okay,
who's
look,
that?
We got Hell Yeah Z. I know you've been hearing this. It's Hell Yeah Z. It's a Z small block on Nitro.
Oh, the black Z?
Yeah.
Now tell me something. What would you give a small block? I got a small block that... No juice. We'll run on motor. You can spray it. What would you get? We'll go to the quarter.
I'll probably give you the move.
Oh.
Lock that
I'll
in.
Probably give what y'all call a kick.
You want to lock that in?
Yeah, that sounds like a good race.
Small block back of that car.
Small block. It's on 10-inch tires. Small block. One 4 barrel.
Back
I mean,
car.
You know, we're looking for something with that.
Is that a turbo car or straight motor car?
Straight motor.
Not all motor.
Small block all motor.
When are you talking?
Huh?
What are you talking, the 26?
For the 26, 26. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we can do something with that. I could probably follow you, I guess.
Okay.
Hey, what the hell? You got to get something.
I guess tomorrow what we do is we can get hold of Wicked Bird, and then I'll send the money up to Wicked Bird. And we call the negotiation how much money you want to do it for and all that, and we'll go from there.
All right. What are you, Mustang, Ford, or Chevrolet? Or?
I got a Chevy and a Ford.
Okay.
Then I also got a couple street cars. I got a Malibu. I got a Malibu tennis sidecar. Stock suspension. On motor. I got a small block Chrysler Duster on motor.
Dang.
I'm gonna say I got 60 cars right now. I'm willing to come back to something.
What are you doing?
All right.
So if you figure you got something anywhere in here near us, we don't mind locking something in and doing it.
Yeah, yeah, we can do something like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, I gotta give something to get some. You know, I gotta get in the middle of this somehow, some way. So. No. I'm ready. You know what I mean? I want to be part of the action. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Now that Z you said is on juice. I never seen it, but I just heard about it. Just heard the other day.
Yeah.
Hell
right.
Yeah.
That's the name of Hell Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's me. That's me, and that's the car.
Come and get some.
Yeah. That's right. Come get you some.
Come get you some. I plan on getting some on the 26th.
All right, that sounds good. Sounds good, man. It's gonna be a good day.
Okay, so if you want, you get in touch with Styles, and because I guess you're on the team Styles over there.
No, I'm my own team, brother.
Yeah,
he's his own team.
Oh, he's on team.
Yeah, WFO Racing. Yes, sir.
Oh. Okay, so
we got a couple boys with it. We got about 3-4 cars.
Oh yeah, what else you got?
We got street car Mustang.
Huh?
Straight motor. Pro Stick. Got a Pro Stick Mustang straight motor.
Huh?
Did you got anything that we got a small block Mustang. Conventional head, I mean standard degree head. We looking to do something with too.
All right.
A standard degree head, we'll run any standard degree stock head. As long as you got a standard degree head, small block, we'll try you.
Okay.
Stock suspension.
It's a Pro Stick car, straight motor.
What is it?
Pro Stick car.
What? A Pro Stick?
Yeah.
Six shift
car?
Yes, sir.
All right. How many rolls
do you have left? And is it standard degree head?
Yeah, standard head.
Correct.
Okay, so it's a standard 20 degree head?
Yeah.
Okay, so we gotta get Styles on the phone so we can be locking into some of these races.
Let me talk to my boy and stuff, you know, and then we'll get this shit going.
Okay, yeah, because we can get this here locked in by the end of the week. So
hey,
we know he's doing something.
Hey, hell yeah, what's your area code so I know what number to lock in?
717.
So the 717-379?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, I can put that. I can lock that in. This, like I said, this JB, so, you know, I can call Joe and I can call you whenever y'all ready to go ahead and get those. You know.
Yeah, Wicked Bird, he got my number and stuff, so we've been talking a little bit, you know. But, you know, I am Hell Yeah WFO Racing, so, you know, I'm just going to try to slide on in there with y'all, you know.
Okay.
Give me some of this shit, boy.
Okay. Be welcome to you.
All right, that's good. Sounds good.
We got the Blue Nova with the white stripes for you, Long Island Joe, too.
Oh, Donald?
All right.
Yeah. Oh, Donald? Yeah, Donald. Yeah, I know. Look, y'all got me in. We already locked in. That's already locked. And by the way, like I said, I bet those three guys, they said they'd come to the trailer, they're going to bet me that Donald's going to get off me on the top end. I still bet it, I think. A couple more people said they're going to bet that and take that bet, too. So, I mean,
that's cool.
It is what it is. We're going to find out right away. I think we didn't ever call the time out for Donald when we're going to do it. I guess, but we probably do it by before 3:34.
Oh, you can bet he'll be at your trailer as soon as you pull in.
Oh, no. Donald, you know, he talked to me already. I mean, I got Monster betted, everybody betted. I guess they want to get that get back.
You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, they better start early on the 26th because there's going to be a lot of action.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's definitely going to be a lot of action. Well, it might start off to being like a lot of action, but I just hope y'all don't get scared after we start putting a whooping on y'all and y'all start.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. If we're scared, we're going to tell you we're scared. No, we ain't scared.
I'll be back in a minute. I'm going to put me on. Keep it in.
I just want to make sure.
No.
But, no, it's no problem at all. Like I said, I got plenty of cars. And I even got, like, a chassis car, like they said. She wants to race. She's been asking me, you know, you want to do a little something? Conventional head, low deck, 1.4 barrel, conventional head. He's looking for something, you know, with a chassis car. Thinking around there, somewhere compatible to him, or if you got something that's got a better combination and whatever, if he'll take something or whatever, or he'll make something right work. But you guys talking about giving somebody something like a freak kick to the eighth or something like that? Yeah, that ain't gonna happen. That's too short. It's just everybody else except for quarter that's coming up from there.
It's a different truck.
I mean, they'll run today, but they really set for quarter.
Do you want me to give it to Ray?
You got something?
Thank
you. Definitely give me a call. We definitely want to lock in.
You know you're not out there. I'm on the radio, so.
Yeah, hey,
I guess,
Joe.
Oh, I'm calling you out.
Yeah.
And like
you
I said,
you
I don't know if you heard me earlier, but I don't know about Rhodey, but I do know Popeye said that he is going to give us, he's going to give me a call this weekend after the Hell Yeah. You know, there's a Hell to Pay event this weekend. He said after the Hell to Pay event, he's going to give me a call about
Let him go. You ain't got a manhandler. Just tell him no.
Yeah, well, I know. The thing with Rhodey was, I was in the middle of that conversation before.
Move, man.
When Rhodey was talking, remember I'm saying Rhodey was talking, they were talking about when Rhodey come up here, he would oblige him into that same race about doing a quarter mile.
Okay.
Now I'm hearing that he must come up here, might only want to do the eighth. I was part of that conversation the first time. So I don't know, you got to talk to Young Stang with that deal there.
So what I'm hearing,
he wanted
to run the quarter first, now he want to run the eighth.
Yeah, but meanwhile he had told Jung Tang when he come up here he would do his race. He said we would do the quarter. When we go down there, we always do their race. If they want to run 8 miles, we're going to try many hours to it. Well, Jung Tang, I can understand where he's coming from. He got a couple more races that he wanted to run in the quarter. Not going to run these. Car's going to be set on the quarter.
I understand that.
See what happens.
7.5.
Like I said, I got a few cars, so if anybody got something out there, just get in touch with Style.
I'll get around to it.
Get right back in touch with me. I'll get it locked in.
All right,
this is Long Island Joe.
Yep, just log out, Joe.
All right, this is
Donnie. That's what I got. Donnie, he's looking for a run. I'm gonna tell you who he's looking for. I'm gonna put it out there right now.
Who
does he want to run
the
Hatton? Said he'll take clear from J.C. Richardson. Said he'll run Wicked Bird. Been calling out a lot of people, so he
now,
said. Matter of fact, I think he even told Cubby.
Now, is this true? I did see it. Now, I just want to make sure. I saw something on Facebook earlier that, you know, he posted because Kenny Fox, the cousin of Ricky Fox, had posted that, you know, they wanted to run Donnie with their back half Mustang. And Donnie posted and said, let's do it. What you going to say now? So, I mean, is that still a go? Is he still
Would he still run Ricky's blue gray car?
I'm not sure on that one. I think he can talk about that. I think he's trying to get something.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure because I know I had somebody text me earlier, and they were like, "Hey man, is this race supposed to happen between Kanye and Ricky Fox?" I said, "Man, I know nothing of it." He said, "Well, they talking shit on Facebook, and it sounds like they want to lock
in."
Yeah,
there's a lot of people. Let me tell you, the Hattons have been talking junk to him. Have you been talking to him? And, you know, there's been a lot of junk going back and forth on Facebook. I mean, there's probably over 500 posts on his topic about running Donye. You know, who's trying to get hold of you? Donald's trying to get hold of you now.
Oh, he's Donald's trying to get in right now?
Yeah, Donald.
What?
Hello?
Hey, there we go. Is that Donald?
Yeah, hey, what's going on?
Okay.
What's going on?
Much. I'm just trying to get on the road, but the race is locked in. Big money. No, talking too. It comes out
of North Carolina. All right, somebody gotta go with that. We got a speakerphone in here. We barely can hear, man. Somebody got the speakerphone blasting.
Hello.
Yeah, there we go. What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? Hey, I just got on here. I tried to get on the 8, but I didn't hear the show on. But I just got on and I heard something. I heard Long Island Jones say something.
They
had the Blue Nova ready for me again.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he told me. I forgot who I was talking to, but he said we got the Nova with the white stripe. I said, yeah, I already heard, and I know that.
Yeah.
There are three guys supposed to be coming over to my trailer and bet me on the clear, so.
Okay, well, yeah, tomorrow night I'm going down there. I'm supposed to run a Wolfpack's old Nova. I don't know the guy's name. I don't know if he's on here or not, but I want to.
Yeah, but he just come
back here. I know. He's
talking about Mark. His name is Mark.
Yo, here's Mark.
Mark.
Yeah, I'm still down.
His name is Mark.
His name is Mark?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you running Mark tomorrow with the old Wolfpack car?
Well, that's what I'm supposed to. I mean, I don't know if he's on here. I want to make sure he's still coming because I'm coming.
That's what I wish I could get some of these guys to shut the fuck up.
Huh?
Hey, Kenneth.
Yeah.
You told me to stop talking for nothing.
I barely can hear you.
Yeah, I know you're like, you can't wear the headphones tomorrow.
Do you know if this Mark is coming with that Nova tomorrow?
I don't think I've got much business for a talk show.
Somebody needs to close their mic.
Yeah, somebody got to go. Who is this? Let's see. Hey, is that somebody? 301 area code. Who? All right, somebody just dropped, so that's probably. Anybody know if Mark with the old Wolfpack Nova going to be at MIR tomorrow?
No, we put it on the Capitol.
Okay, so does anybody know if Mark with the old Wolfpack car is going to be at Capitol tomorrow?
I can find out if he's going to be there
now.
Yes, can you find out? Because me and him are supposed to race him on the spray, me on the motor, and he gets the back tire. Him on spray. Him on spray, me on motor, my heavy ass car, and he gets the back tire.
He gets the back tire. He on spray. He gets the back tire, and you on the boat.
Yep.
God dang.
That's why they betting on that clear so much.
You got me shaking over here. You're a bad motherfucker. God dang. So you're telling me you're gonna let this man spray and you're gonna give him a back tie and you're gonna come around it.
He didn't stutter.
God,
stutter.
Hey Joe, you sure you wanna do the do with this thing, man?
Well, we locked this, so we gotta do.
Hey, you don't know.
Yeah.
We locked in, so yay. I ain't got no other choice. I can't back out now.
God, this man said he going. I ain't never, this man said he going.
Hey,
let your man go to the jail. I ain't giving him the back out.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
He can be like a Lamont with that duster. And, you hear me?
Uh-huh.
I said, you could be like Lamont with that duster and keep backing down.
Damn. Lamont done said, ain't no way in the world. He already said, he ain't going near you.
That mo power. That's all I hear about that mo power. Mo power,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, nah, he don't want no parts of you.
In the world, get that stuff off, Walker.
Damn, man said hey, Joe, I ain't never, this is the first time I've heard of Donald, but I'm going to tell you, he must be a bad man.
Yeah, I got to give him credit. He is doing his thing. They got me on this one. Monster started that crap.
So,
I guess
hey,
Monster
Donald,
got tired of losing all his money to me.
How do you feel about this? Are you going to be able to gap Long Island Joe?
I guess we'll find out the 26th. I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, it should be a good race. I mean, I truly do. I mean, I understand that in this road race, there ain't no weight and all. But I truly do got a heavy car, you know, with a small block in it. So, I just want to race, that's all.
I hear that.
I just want to race. And the whole thing with this Mark guy, if he don't show up, it don't matter because I'm testing anyway. Because I'll be down at Ocean City. I'll be down at Ocean City all week long driving around for the car show, and then I'll come back 26 and take care of Long Island Joe.
That's when you re-up.
He did say take care.
And listen,
take care
I have a baby seat. I got a baby seat in the back of my car.
No, hell no.
Yeah,
he's
gonna leave it in there too.
I got a baby
that's
seat, and my kids ride in this car.
It does have your skin and everything, like everything starts changing.
All right, who
I'm gonna send this to?
Who is this from 229 area? Who is this? Who is that?
So are you still at the same weight? Or have you finally changed pairs?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, hello?
Hey, folks, I'm trying to get through on this show, man, but I can't get through.
I know, man. I got you on freeway. I don't know if they can hear you, but they folks, are you going to be there tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to be there tomorrow.
Oh,
man, so this is me. And I heard what Donald said, but Donald can get one on one from that black car tomorrow night.
Right off the trail.
You can get one on one from that black car tomorrow night, right off the trail, for $2,500, whatever you want to do it for.
One on one with your black car.
You can get that black one.
What about, no. Me and you had a race with the blue one. But I tell you what,
That's why you jumped on it, Donald. You see me down Falls Creek.
You told me.
You see me down Falls Creek, and you never asked me for a run. But then when we get up top, you asked me for a run.
I asked you Friday night.
You got one away with that black pass tomorrow night for $2,500 or whatever you want to do it for.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Please tell me something.
As soon as my father's car gets ready, I'll run you on the fucking motor with that car.
No, I
want to look good. Well, I mean, I don't know. You called on me. I'm talking to you. I don't know.
No.
I'm talking to you all night.
Last Friday, I went to you, and I asked you if you wanted to race. Next Friday, and you said yeah. I said I'll give you a back
never
tire,
told you
and you, and,
I never
and you
told
can
you
say
yes
it. And that's what I said. And you said
you
race
me.
Me. So if you don't want
to
race, then don't get on here talking shit. If you don't want to race,
I do want to race. You got 1-1 tomorrow night for $2,500.
With the blue one?
With the black one? With that black assassin, you got 1-1.
The blue one, you said you wanted to run.
The blue car ain't running, man.
All right, well, then the black car is a different situation. We'll run you with the silver one.
Yeah, because
I'll run you tomorrow night with the silver one.
You get your off-road team.
I'll run you tomorrow night
with the silver
one. We'll bring the silver one up there.
Yeah, I'll see.
What did I just say? What did I just say? I said when we get the silver one done, you can run it.
Name of it.
Oh, it's a funny thing, because you see me down Bow Street the whole time, you never want to run me. All of a sudden, I'm when like, did I see you in what tree? When did I see you in what tree? You know that?
Hold on.
I first of all, I can barely hear you, but for 2 weeks in a row, I've been going down Capitol, and people are saying, hey, where's your car? Where's your car? Where's your car? I said, I live right down the street. I'm tired of bringing my car to the racetrack for no reason. Everybody says they want to race, and then they don't want to race. So I talked to you last Friday. I talked to you last Friday, and I told you I'll run that blue car, and you said, I said I'll run that blue car next week. You got the back tire. You got the back tire. That's what I said. I said 500. I said 500 or better, and you said you got a date. So I asked you if you're coming. So now you ain't coming.
Well, Donna, let me just say this, Tom. The blue car is a part. All
right, I'll call you.
If you want one and one tomorrow night from the Black Assassin, you can get that.
I tell you what.
Tell me something.
What is that car?
Tell me what? Tell me something.
What is that car? Is it a big block car?
Yeah, it's a big block car.
You run it on the motor?
No, sir.
I'll give you the back tire with that one on the motor.
I'm going out. That's what's up.
And I'll clear you.
Not going to have.
Not going to have.
Is the black Nova got the silver stripe on it?
Yep. No, the black Nova don't have a silver stripe on it.
Dang. Jerry.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
So listen, are you telling me last Friday we didn't have that conversation?
This is a conversation that I had from you. You said, after I made that run and the boy out in Baltimore beat me, and you said, hey, would you run me if I give you the kick? Your spray and my motor. And I said, no. I said, you coming up to me as soon as I make a run. I said, you kind of scare me because all the same time, you don't see me run a whole lot of times, but now we're at Capitol, all of a sudden, it's like, you know, you got me dialed in like you want to run.
No.
But on the same time, I was sitting here thinking, but I was not going to lock in a race from a car with a motorbike.
What you actually said was, yeah, that was just to show him something minor. Next week I'm going to come back and I'm going to wear him out.
I don't even know you like that to talk to you like that, Dom. But I can't tell you this. We're going to get one in the clear tomorrow night.
Oh. That's a big block with nitrous.
And that's a white-ass car. In between us.
I hope so. That's a tube chassis race car with a big block of nitrous.
That's another tube chassis. My car weighs just as much as yours. That car's 3,200 pounds, brother.
You want to bet that? I bet you 1,000 it don't weigh, but my car does. It will go right to the truck.
Well, it's not a tube chassis. The only thing I can tell you is my car's not a tube chassis.
Well, hold on, man. You just said your car weighs exactly.
You said you got one. That's what I said.
Yeah, and you also just said your car weighs what mine does. Tomorrow night,
I'm going to go back to the truck stop
for 1,000 and put them on the scale. Matter of fact,
I'm not
going to
mess the talk show up. I'm not going to mess the talk show up, man. Hey, Mark.
Black was clearly white.
Yeah. Hey, Mark. Yes. What's the price? So put it out there. What's the only thing you want to offer Donald? I can't hear you. What's the only thing you going to offer Donald tomorrow? I just offered him one and one. My blue car
totally
is
a different
car. Blue car not even running back.
The other boy laughing.
Hey, Mark.
Laughing.
Yes. Hey, by the 26th, is it going to be running right?
Blue car?
I see all them boys laughing at him. Because they laughing. The white boy laughing my ass whipping all kind of ways.
Bob Stewart
last
night.
Hello? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear. There's like 1,000 people talking, but yeah, I can hear you.
It could be running right by the 26th.
All right, the 26th, if it's running right, we got a date.
I'm not going to promise you that, Dom. I don't want to say yes and I don't want to say no, you know what I'm saying?
But that's fine.
It's
that's fine.
It's getting close to the end of the year. I don't even know if I want to spend the money in that car. I'm running the black one, though. I mean, you know.
I hear you.
Hello?
Well, hey, I got a question. I got a question.
Yes, sir.
It's got one nitrous system on it or two?
It's got one on it.
And it's a big block, right? Is it conventional head short deck?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh. Are you going to be up there tomorrow night?
I'm on the bus creek tomorrow night, man. The guys up Capitol, man, showing time, telling time and all that. I'll be at bus creek.
Oh, goddamn Capitol.
Hello.
Ain't nobody saying no time's at Capitol. That all started because the Bud Creek people wanted everybody back there. That's all.
I don't know. A lot of fishy things came up to me last week. Don't hold this shit in, Mark. Don't hold this shit in. Go.
Well, you know what? For now on, I'm setting up all my races on this talk show because everybody gets amnesia. Everybody gets amnesia and shit. So. All my shit will be set up on the talk show.
I don't blame you.
I mean, I got people pulling in the staging lanes, backing out of races because I say I ain't got a small block. This shit's ridiculous.
I got
headlights, turn signals, interior lights, backup lights. I'll drive my shit to Capitol.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not going to knock what you got or what you're doing. You know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You know?
That's amazing.
You know it, then.
What's going on? All right,
well.
Long Island Joe, you still there?
That don't mean you, babe. Mama told me to stay over there that night.
Long Island Joe.
He had tire was folded up and everything. Little Richard went in there. When he came out, the tire was still folded like she had it, and it went in with. I said, you should have made him go back in there and bathe. That's why that was not like that.
Hey, what's going on? What's your number, man? I'm about to put some people on silent. I'm 41-21. Who else is that talking? Is that
Running
Bell? Man, I don't know. Yeah, I'm about to put some people on.
Get them on mute, man.
All right, here we go. Hey, who we got? Running Bell and G Money. What's going on?
Hey,
what's going on, man? I was listening. I've been listening since 8 o'clock, man. Did I hear somebody say that? Hell yeah, we're looking for me. I ain't hard to find.
Yeah. Hey, and look, I got. Is he still on here? Let's see, 717. Let's see if he's still on. No, he got off. But what he has said, he said if you let him, what did he say? You give him the mood, he wants you.
I don't even know what kind of car it is. I just been hearing about him and all this good stuff.
I'm going to tell you like this. He just gave me the rundown because he wants to run Joe. He wants to get in on the show the 26th. But it's a Z and it's a small block and it's on a gun.
You know what?
They got big tires and wheel balls on it.
All right.
Yeah,
they got big tires and wheel balls.
Give that white stripe down the hood.
You said it's a Datsun 280Z with one stripe down the hood?
Give that two racing stripes down the hood.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that the one on Facebook?
I don't know.
That's the one on Facebook.
Hey, what do you want to do? I mean, you know. Look, we see what he's working with, but you know, G-Money ain't scared, man. Hey, a race is what I want, especially when somebody's looking for me. Hey, I'm looking for you.
I got
it. This is exactly how it came out of his mouth. He said, he wants Copperhead. He wants Copperhead. He wants George. Yeah.
And this guy, I'll run G-Money if he makes the race right or give him something or something. Right away, people come at me and they want something, man. Why do you want something? You said you want a race. Now, let me see what you're working with, and sure enough, you can get it.
Well, yeah, he definitely, from what, I don't know where he's from, but from what he said, he is bringing three cars on the 26th.
Okay, well, he's talking about the 26th, but I thought he was going to be at Capitol or Bush Creek or something.
He's going to be at Capitol. He's going to be at Capitol tomorrow.
I thought he was talking about he may come to the creek tomorrow, Jane.
Yeah, he said he may, but then when I texted him just now, he said the chances are him coming to MIR, but he said that he was sure that he kind of really wanted to go to Capitol because something about his boys, or I don't know, somebody's boys
right.
Going to be there. So
I'll
I'm going to text him.
Check this out. Why he got to run everybody else before he run me back?
All right, because I heard everybody talking about they showing times at Capitol or whatever, but I was going to go to Capitol. But then I'm hearing everybody going to Bus Creek. I want to go wherever the action at, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, G-Money.
A lot of people
been telling me they're going to the creek tomorrow. I'm just going, that's how people been coming at me. They're saying that they're going to the creek. Now, I ain't knocking Capitol. I ain't got nothing against Capitol. But from what I've been hearing, more people are going to the creek.
All right, I live 20 miles away from the creek. So I'll see y'all at the creek. Lord will.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, you know, that's me. I ain't knocking nobody. But the thing is, you know, I put a post on the page today, and at least 15, 20 people said they were going to the creek. So, I mean, a couple people said Capitol, but, I mean, more said the creek. So that's how it is so far.
All right, that's good to know, because I'm going to lean toward where they lean.
Oh, okay.
They usually, if it tests in tune, I always go to the creek if it tests in tune. I mean, that's just where I go. But if it's not tests in tune on a Friday night, I don't have a problem going to Calgary. But I don't like hearing what everybody say about people getting people's times and all that. I don't like that, but what can you do about it? Nothing you could do about it.
Hey, it sure is,
not
man.
Right?
Hey, G-Money, I see your boy locked in with Lou Collins for the 26th.
Yeah, you see that, right?
Yeah, how'd that get stirred up?
Hey, I don't know, man. Hey, a post is a post.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, yeah, look at this. Eric Hayup is going to run Luke Collins.
Hey, Jay, I think he listened to the show, too, because when I got on, he called me. And he asked me what I was doing, and I said, yo, I'm listening to the show, bro. He said, all right, give me the number. I'm going to listen, too.
when I saw the post, I said, damn, Eric on run. But so I'm guessing it's like this. Eric on a gun, and Lou on motor.
Well, you know who I'm with. I'm with my main man, Stay Up.
Okay. I thought, you know what? And that's actually... I mean, a lot of people, don't get me wrong, once the post hit the page, it was all Lou Collins. But, you know, I mean, like you said, that's your man, you gonna rock with him. I think that's gonna be a hell of a race.
You know how you do, man. You know, me and E, we grew up together, man. I'm not gonna sit up there and fake it, man. You know who I want to see win, and I know who's gonna win, Lord will. Get him, E. A lot of people be afraid to say what they want to say. Hey, G-Way, gonna keep it real 100.
I hear that.
And Lewis is my man too. You know.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna tell you, man. It's gonna be the way the 26 is going. I don't, you know, I'm gonna let you know about some other things, but I also got a couple calls. South Carolina is looking to come in the building deep.
System.
And I'm going to tell you, they got two all motor cars coming, and they got three back half nitrous cars.
Right.
So, the 26.
I found out. Let them come on. Come on with it.
And that's what I'm talking about. That, ain't nobody going to back down from what I hear.
Right. Rumor has it that Bynes and the boys are planning on coming too.
Yeah, see that's another thing. That rumor, and that's not, I don't think that's a rumor. From what I heard, that, you know, a lot, you gotta think, the 26th, you only have two other big shows going on. TD's race at ATCO is more for like
I mean, there's more class racing. Then you got, I heard that, what's his name? Pro Stock Joe has moved his race to the 26th, but that's for back half. That's basically the baddest back half race. So, I mean, I'm looking for a lot of people to be a capital. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Man, it's going to be a jam. It's going to be jam-packed. I know.
Hey, look, I sure wish they would, when them cars come to the gate, if you're there looking for action, you have to have a red dot. If you're there to test and tune, you have to have a black dot or something so we don't have to worry about it.
What? Looking for who?
Anthony, I ain't lying to you.
Who you said you're looking for, running back?
I said those people that come up to the Capitol on the 26th, if you're looking for drugs, then they ought to have a red dot on their car. If they're looking for the testing tool, then they ought to either stay at home or put a black dot on the car so people won't have to ask them to race if they're looking for the testing tool.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you walk around the pitch, you're looking for somebody to run, and you run up on somebody, you know, you like to get busy with, and the next thing you do, he got the test. You know, you're wasting time. Give him a red dot.
Hey, James.
You know, make him good,
James. All right, who is this? Who we got?
Y'all guys talking about all this looking. I'm looking for one man, and I ain't found him. Yeah, I've been on here 2 weeks in a row, and I still ain't heard from him.
All right, so who is this
running
first?
Skid or what? This the
who
Hawk.
Who is this first? Who is this?
This the Hawk.
Me, motherfucker.
When is who?
It's the Hawk. I'm looking for Mean Gene. Has anybody seen him? I'm about to put an APB out on him.
Well, hey, so what he told, but listen, let me straighten that out. He told me that y'all had got to agreement on something for the 26th. Now, is that wrong or is that right?
It's we ain't. He, I think he called and said something about it, but he ain't straightened it all out.
All right, so he hasn't locked it in, but he done said that he'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, ain't Gene on the phone?
No, I think Gene. Okay, because I think Gene got he dropped his call earlier. I know Kenny Beecham is on here. Kenny Beecham. Hey, Mr. Beecham from Four Horsemen, what's going on? He must have got off too, but like I said, I know Gene was on earlier. And
you didn't drop his mic,
man. I ain't heard him. We trying to get this thing straightened out.
Hello.
Later.
All right, who's that screaming? Who's that?
That's me, Buzz. You go turn the damn mic on?
Oh, hey, there goes Gene right there. What number are you calling
from?
Yeah,
it'd be nice if you turned somebody's mic on. I've been on the phone for a damn hour trying to get through.
Damn, I thought we was going to have to come with spotlights and helicopters to find you.
Tricky Ricky trying to get into you, too. He said he's called you, he's text you, he won't answer him. That Hawk truck's ass is mine. I don't give a damn which way, shape, or form. I'm going to bust that Hawk truck. I'm betting there's going to be space between the front and the back of that car and truck.
I tell you what, we're going to make you hide that motherfucking Camaro.
I tell you what, I'm going to make you sell that motherfucking Hawk truck. You're going to go from the Hawk to the mouse when I'm done with you.
When we finish with your ass, ain't going to be nothing mean about you.
All right. Well, when you're done, I'm going to give you a horseman shirt. I want you to wear that motherfucker all next year every time you come to the track.
Jeez. Then we're going to give you a horse truck. But this is what we want to do. Man to man, chest to chest, we're going to see who's the best. Get your ass behind the wheel, and we'll go to your ass. And I got a side bet saying that Bubba will cut the tree down on your motherfucking ass.
Yeah, I ain't going to tell that. I'm going to cut the tree down on me. But when I go by his ass, he's going to say, what the fuck am I going to do now? I ain't got nothing else to put on my ass.
Okay, we want you to drive, though. Just between... Kenny ain't got nothing to do with this. We want
Hello?
You in the car.
You want me in the car?
Can anybody hear me?
In the car.
Yeah, who is this? Who is that?
Hello? Hey, this is Donald. Hey, I just talked to Monster and Long Island Joe, and they can't get on the show.
Hey, well,
how they say there's no show.
We locked the ass
yeah,
up. They'll keep it to the north.
Huh?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I've cut on all the mics. I don't know unless, like I said, unless Blog Talk Radio got something going on. I got everybody in front of me, and I just cut on every mic.
Yeah, because Joe just called me, and he said to tell you guys that him and Monster are trying to get in, but it says there's no more show.
Yeah, I've been, like I said, every time a mic comes on, I've been cutting it on. I know Blog Talk, they called me and said they were, you know, they sent me a text and said they were, you know, they had some difficulties going on, so it's probably just...
All right. Well, that's what I'll do. I'll call Monster and Joe back and tell them that's what it is. Hey,
Jay. What's going on?
Hey, Jay. You know how, like, you heard Don was talking about Big Mark. What I did, I called Big Mark and did a conference call. That's how Mark got on.
Yeah, you probably have to do it three-way.
Yeah. While I'm still on here, I like to race in. Like that race in with Donald Farber too.
Mark,
okay,
what did I tell you?
Is that Mark?
Yeah, I would like to lock that race in with Donald Fox.
Mark, what did I tell you? I told you the car's not ready yet. I didn't talk like you did about racing and then all of a sudden don't want to race. As soon as your car's ready, you gotta race with a tubbed out race car with nitrous on it. You gotta race, trust me. You gotta race. I'm a man of my word. If I say something, I do it. I don't wait a week later and then get amnesia.
I hear you.
Oh, wait a second. That sounds good.
Y'all boy, God.
But look, I have a full interior, small block Chevy, 3,300 pounds, that he won't race me with a nitrous system, small block, tubbed out Lexan windows, aluminum dash. That's all I got to say.
Car is not running, but it don't care what you got. Cause I'm not no time class racer. I'm grudge racer. So don't tell me if you got a hearse with the casket in. I don't care. We're gonna race. We're gonna race for some money.
That's right.
So
that's right.
The black car
is
up there. The black car is up there tomorrow.
Roger. You on the phone? Who is that? Hey, that's Gene. What? You looking for the Hawk truck again?
Yes, sir. I want to talk to the man.
I'm here.
Are you who's driving the car? Does the driver scare you?
No, the driver don't scare me. It's no car. I want you to drive. I'm driving my shit, and you drive yours.
Well, I ain't saying there's a problem with that, but I'm wondering where that stuff came from.
Huh? It came from me.
Came from me. Okay, all right.
I mean, let's be honest. You got more hits than we got. The car is lighter than mine. The car is lighter than ours.
Shit, man, go on with your stuff. So,
all we want you to do is drive the car. We're going to run your head up. We're taking a gamble.
We already agreed to run heads up.
But
we never discussed on who was driving and who won't drive.
Run your car. Yeah, we already know we run it here, but we just want you to drive your car.
Why does it matter who drives my car? I drive it, Kenny drives it, Santa Claus drives it, who drives it?
Did you call me out or I called you?
Because you talking shit, Kenny ain't talking shit.
That's Santa Claus.
Look, Kenny, whoever I want to put behind the wheel, you got that right. It's my car.
You take
the ass whipping by whatever you are, whoever drives it.
We want you to put the ass whipping on
us.
It's people.
You scared of your own goddamn car?
No, I ain't scared of the car. I'm graduated. I know how it's going to be as good as on this tree. As long as it's going to be on that tree. Then it's going to be more on that tree with him than I am.
So that's the gamble you're taking. I want you to drive your car or ain't no goddamn race.
You want me to drive the car on the road? You got it.
I don't want you to drive your car because I think you was lying to me when you said it weighed what it weighed, but I heard Capital got some scales over there. So let's put them on the scale, too.
You ain't going to grab.
Oh, Creek got scales, not Capital.
But now you want to put them on the scales. You want to put them on the scales. You want me to drive. What other stipulation you got? You want to bring your lunch to the factory?
Yeah, you bring me lunch after I'll beat that ass. Well, I'll take you out, too.
I got to do all that shit.
It ain't worth it.
Only stipulation
is for you to drive the car. That's it.
Big Mom.
Yes,
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
I just got a phone call. You know Todd Whitten?
No.
Todd got Bernie Noble. Todd Whitten calling you out.
Yep.
Huh?
You got a person in Nova, you say?
Yeah, he got a Nova. Nova big block.
I don't know where he's from.
He's from Mount. You know Todd.
Oh man, fuck so much. Fuck.
You and him both had a white Nova alike one time. You don't know who Todd is?
No, I don't know him. I definitely don't know
him. He said if you come to the creek tomorrow night, he said he'd give you a race. Hit up.
I'll be there then tomorrow.
All right. Yeah, I guess he said he'll be there tomorrow.
Oh, Todd,
he said he'll be there tomorrow.
You said this is Todd. Who there?
Todd Wiggs. You know Todd got a Burgundy note.
He is. Oh, Todd, you talking about Todd? Yeah, so Todd, I'll be down there.
I know Todd.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, he knows. Look, you can talk with the Deaf Eagle Rock his Huff Truck race in for the 26.
You ready to lock it right now, as long as June drives his own goddamn car.
I told you, I'm driving the motherfucker. You that scared? You gotta have a Pacific driver and a Pacific driver.
Ain't nobody scared. Shit. You the one that called us out. Now we want you to drive the motherfucker, take your ass whipping like a man.
And what you gonna do when you get an ass whipping?
Do what?
And what you gonna do when you get an ass whipping?
I can't hear you. Say that again.
I said, what are you gonna do when you take an ass whipping?
We don't take no ass whippings over here.
Hi.
You ain't taking
that. We're gonna see about this one. You got
to see. I can't fucking wait till 26. You know what? I wish the show came on Tuesday. Hey, some of them open on Thursday. I take your ass to some of them. Where your ass?
My dog.
You got to go all the way to Captain.
You know, a friend of Liz can say anything. You said to talk all that shit through a telephone. But when that light drops, that's gonna be a whole nother story.
I'll tell you to your face next time I see you.
I bet you won't put that fucking truck next to it.
I tell you, if I can truck next to what? Why don't you drive the fucking truck? If I can fit in that motherfucker, I will get in that bitch. You want me to drive it? You drive it on then. That's a big ass. You can fit in the car. I can't. I guarantee you, I guarantee you, I'm bigger than you are. And I guarantee you, I have a hard time fitting in my car, but I still get in and drive it.
Shit, I can't even fucking, my knees is underneath the steering wheel. I can't even turn the steering wheel in the truck.
Well, just come look at mine when I set my car, then you'll see why I don't like driving it. My knees up in the fucking windshield. You see me, if you stand in front of my car and I roll up to the burnout box, you see two knees and a helmet.
If I had that much room, I'd drive the truck.
I'll be glad to drive it.
Okay, well, that's what it is then. Who you want to do it for?
Me and Bubba already discussed it. I think it was me and Bubba on the phone the other day.
Okay.
Well, we already discussed it. We got all that straight. We'll get this track. We're going to switch hands and we're going to get this done.
That's a bet. And afterwards, I want you to call me sir.
Afterwards,
I want you to call me sir.
Afterwards, I'm gonna call you stupid ass for thinking you could win that race.
That's bullshit.
That's true shit. That's some true shit right there.
Once you leave your ass at that light, you ain't making that shit up.
You might leave me at that light. You might just cut that tree down on me a little bit. But I can promise you, I'm going to come around you.
Do you want to put some money on the gap then? You say you were going to put some daylight on it earlier.
Nah, the car, they should be close to them, but I don't believe you can win that race. We're going to bet the money and we're going to run and find out.
When you first jumped on the phone, you said you were going to put some daylight on it.
I'm going to try to. You damn right I'm going to try.
You want to try to put some money on that though?
I ain't putting no money on that. But I'm going to do all I can to put a cap on y'all's ass.
All right. We're going to see. I can't wait till 26.
I can't wait either. I'm getting excited now.
Yeah, I bet you is. You ain't going to be excited by the end of that day, though. I tell you that shit.
I guarantee you I will. You're
going to be a heartbroken ass.
God damn it, I reckon. I'm going to tell
you.
My man talked a lot of shit for a motherfucker can't drive a race car.
Nobody said I couldn't drive.
I told you I can't. Well, if you ain't driving, there ain't no need to talk to me. I already talked to the man and set the race up.
Now,
race is gonna happen.
The race wasn't set up. If it was set up, he wouldn't be on the phone telling you to drive your own shit. That wasn't discussed.
We didn't. Me and him discussed this the other day. We already locked the race in. We're gonna get on the show, make sure everything was arranged and straight.
I'm sitting right here beside the man. I speak for that truck. Only thing I can't speak for is that man's pocket. That's it. Other than that, I speak for that truck. All right,
well, he needs to speak no more. Put that bitch in the lights. We'll see what happens.
Don't talk me to death. I'll bust your ass myself.
Don't talk me to death. Let's just put it in the lights and find out.
All right, we'll find out on the 26th.
All right. You have a good night.
Do the same, sir.
Well, that gets some action over there.
Y'all boys are crazy motherfuckers.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you.
So I guess we're gonna see Mean Gene versus the Hulk truck on the 26th.
Lord,
that's gonna happen, bro. That's gonna happen. God damn.
How many more steps are gonna be?
I don't think you can throw no more in there.
I think so. Man, that rookie probably gonna give him the break on that. He gonna make you drive too.
That's the only thing he got to do is drive. We know Ron Cobb, and he wants an upper hand on that deal. Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Goddamn, Gene, you got fucking more guns than we got. If you take one off, then Kenny can drive the fucking car.
How do you think I got more guns than you got? Y'all got a motherfucking one pistol with about 35 to 48 just in that motherfucker.
Right, man.
But one system is not out. You should put in more one system than I
got
on personal lines.
The only
tip is to drive your own car. You drove your own car at Capitol when you raced Tricky Ricky, and now you bitching about this truck. So who the fuck is the one that's scared?
No, I ain't bitching about it. But I'm just trying to figure out.
That's
how
all you doing. That's all
you're
doing.
You think if I drive it, you can put away on that street, and you need some kind of advantage to win that race.
If Kenny drove it, I still stop that deck, Bubba, bust Kenny's ass on a tree.
Shit, I got the price. Well, how you say everything's out of it? I tell you what, I wouldn't give a fuck if John Foss comes over your truck.
Because that's what the man wanted. He wants you to drive it. He wants you. You call him out, he didn't call you out. He wants you.
Well,
he don't want Kenny.
Kenny got his own car.
It's your car, you drive it. That was his stipulation. That didn't come from me.
No,
that came from Bubba.
I ain't had that stipulation for about 10 minutes ago. You
Come tell this motherfucker who wanted him to drive. Come tell this son of a bitch who wanted him to drive.
Hey, Jay, you drive your own goddamn car. Hey.
Is that Bubba?
Yeah, this Bubba.
Hey, Bubba, what do you want to happen? Tell us what you want to happen.
I want Gene to drive his own shit.
Striegel told me that was a stipulation. That's bullshit. Did we ever make a stipulation on a driver? A driver was never spoke of, was it?
No, I ain't even think about it. We ain't even talk about it.
I told him about 3 minutes ago that we got on the phone running his damn hole in his face hollering about a driver. I said, look, that was a good driver. He runs ADR. He does all that shit. I ain't saying nothing about who runs your car or who drives it, whatever. I ain't want to hear none of that. As long as he trucks another lane, it didn't matter to me.
No, he needs
an advantage, so he wants me to drive.
Huh?
If he didn't need an advantage,
he
wouldn't need me to drive it.
I want you to drive your own shit. I'm
driving
my own shit. I want you to drive your own shit.
Yeah, I guess you do drive your own shit. You drive your own shit every week.
I mean, that's your car. You should be driving.
The truck ain't been out in months.
That's
my car. I
want
to drive it.
I
don't.
I want you to drive.
And I tell you what. I give you advantage. Let's do it straight off the trailer. No shakedowns. How about that?
You lost your mind.
Why I lost my mind?
Well, I don't know. I want to put a time on it. So. What time you got to run to?
We're going to run before the sun goes down, and we're not going to run it.
All right, I want to run you when the sun goes down, so we need to put time on it.
Well, I can tell you right now, I'm telling you after the sun goes down.
You not?
No, sir. If we don't run before the sun goes down, I'm not running.
Why is that? But you can't see? Are you scared?
I can see, but you know as well as I do. That's right, Jane, is good after the sun goes down, so this.
Yeah, and that's another advantage y'all got on me. I only been to Capitol one time. That was last year.
I ain't never run Capitol for one time. That was when I ran Tricky Ricky.
You've been there this year. Point blank period. I ain't been there this year. You drive your car, you do it when the sun sets.
Right.
I drive my car, you get there. I'm not going off no stipulations like that. We run it while the sun's up, or we don't run it at all. Because I'm not running that car down through there on two systems. After the sun goes down, that truck's gotten cold.
Well, I'll tell you what, turn the one fuck off. Turn one of them off.
Do I now?
And put turn one of them off and put Kenny in the car like I just told you.
No. I'll drive it. I ain't gonna find driving it.
All right. So, driving on Sunset. You got plenty of weeks to practice.
Fuck that. What time the track open? Anybody know what time the gates open?
Get down to 26, the race is going to go down.
Anybody know what time the gates open?
I would guess probably around 10 or noon, somewhere around there.
Goddamn it, we'll run you at 10:30 straight off the trailer.
God,
you can run off. Hey, you can run off the trailer all you want. I don't care what you do. You can run off the trailer.
No,
he
already said you lost your goddamn mind about that one.
Yeah, you lost your goddamn mind.
We ain't worried about no shakedowns, either the motherfucker's going to go or it's not.
Ain't that what I told you down,
Claude? You said you're the fuck on the channel, bitch, and he's ready to run, and I'll call you when I'm ready.
I told you that at Colonial Beach. I run straight off the truck, and either the bitch gonna hook up or she ain't gonna do nothing. She gonna make a good clean pass on the shakedown and come right back and bust loose.
Blow the motherfucking tires off. It ain't nothing but some money, Gene. Fuck, go back to work Monday and make some more when you lose it.
Y'all boys like that easy money. You ain't got no easy money here, and I'm gonna show y'all.
We work just like you do.
Right.
If we bitch about it, we're going to go back to work Monday and make some more, and that's going to be that.
All right, sounds good to me.
So you drive your car, and you want to do it
car.
At what time? We need to put a time on this shit. Because I ain't going to do this shit like last time.
I ain't putting no time on this. We will damn sure, we will run it before the sun goes down. All I need to do is
Gene.
Make a shit stand and we'll run it.
Gene, last time you were supposed to run us at Colonial Beach, you made enough motherfucking
that's
shakedowns
the
last 7-26. Fucking shake down the death out there.
I'm going to shake it down on your ass when I get to Capitol.
Hey, that's the same thing we heard down the beach that day. But we see, we got so fucking bored, we made another shakedown. And after we made that shakedown, you put that piece of shit in the trailer. We ain't seen you since.
Oh shit! You gonna see me? You gonna see me?
I've been looking for you with a flashlight in the daytime.
You ain't been looking for shit. I ain't even had to find. I'm
looking for you, Gene.
Look, we're gonna run it. The money is figured out. The money is nothing.
Like I said, go back to work Monday and make some more. We've been looking for you. You've been talking shit all summer. Well, we've been running ADRL. Now we going down on your ass, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, I have plenty to do about it.
Gee,
I will show you what I can do about it.
We're going to give you the ass whooping of a lifetime.
Y'all must be related to Turkey Ricky, because he was hard-headed as hell, too. I try to tell him the same shit, but he hard-headed, too. But I'm going to show you just like I did him.
No, we ain't related to Tricky Ricky because we race.
I'm going to show you ass like I showed him.
He'll tell you when to get out there.
You ain't going to show us because we ain't going to have no transmissions and all that shit blowing up.
I don't have that issue either.
Since you ain't got all these issues, goddamn it, run off the trailer.
I'm not running you off the trailer. Did you not see them Manhattan boys last week? They waited until the sun went down, and they went out there and blew that motherfucking tire right off the car.
Well, you need to turn your shit down and get down the fucking track, get from A to B.
At 10:30, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, the sun is up.
Didn't tell you how to tune your shit too?
Do what now?
I got to whoop your ass and didn't tell you how to tune your shit too?
No, you ain't got to tell me how to tune my shit.
After we whip your ass, we might become horsemen and make y'all look better.
Yeah.
Who's that right there?
You're gonna become something, but it ain't gonna be a horseman.
Huh?
You're gonna become something, but it ain't gonna be a horseman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker hawk on your ass.
All right, y'all just talking a bunch of shit. Well, that's all right. So you gonna drive your shit? And we're going to do it at sunset.
Yeah, that sounds like a deal. All
right. In that back bag, then. All right, so we straight.
Yeah, we straight.
And,
we got everything straight. We're going to race on the
26th. Yeah,
we're going
to do like,
we'll go ahead and get this thing over
on the 25th. I'll call you on the 25th.
It sounds good to me, brother. You got my number, don't you?
Yeah, I got it.
Alright, just give me a holler.
Alright, y'all can talk shit all y'all want. I got work to do. I got to be ready for King of Beasts. I'm going down there and whip all everybody's ass down there. Alright, I'll holler at y'all. Alright. God damn. Gene Stevens, you ain't worth a good goddamn.
Why is that? I get the boys' feathers all ruffled up.
I know you get the boys all ruffled up, the boys' guys. Damn, boys talking about ADRL and emotion. You all getting them all fucked up.
Yeah,
you hear that shit, Buzz, they got to have a Pacific Drive. They scared as hell of Kenny there. God damn. We got a man that runs 80 IL every week, and he's scared of a damn old red racer.
God damn. Y'all
be with me.
We gonna have hey, we might have to change Kenny's name.
Hey, what is that gonna be?
I don't know, we might have to give him another name, call him Herbert or something. A name like that motherfucker wouldn't get picked up.
Well, he was AKA Hired Gun, but everybody that fired him had the name of his ass off. Won't nobody let him race.
Hey.
But y'all really y'all better let him race then. He calmed down. You know what I'm
saying? Huh?
Maybe y'all ought to let him race so he'll calm down. Yeah, no shit. That's probably why. That's what he asked me, because he asked me that way. Y'all won't let him race.
Yeah, that, hey, I'm going to tell you what. That's going to be, that race might right there going to be a blockbuster.
That's going to be a fun one to run. I'm looking forward to that.
God damn, I reckon. Especially when you got a man called the lawyer calling you, looking, hey man, I need to get you. You know how to get in touch with Mean Gene? I said, God damn, a damn lawyer calling me. Shit. I said, man, this man calling, man text me, said, yeah, I'm looking for Mean Gene. I said, God damn.
Well, sometimes you look for shit you really don't want, but he done ran into a brick wall now. He's going to get it. He's going to get it.
Hey, G-Money, you still on here?
What's up, buddy?
G-Money must have stepped off.
Hey, I'm still here, man.
Hey, I just texted the kid. I don't know his name. He told me to text him whenever I got in touch with you. So I texted him. I said, look, you done got on here. You done talked your shit. And G-Money has answered. So he ain't texted me back yet. So either, you know, either he going to text me back or he going to, you know, fold over. So I guess you'll know which one.
Okay. Everybody know my number, man. And I will be at the creek tomorrow, Lord will. And hey, if I miss him at the creek, I'll see him at Capitol next week.
Yeah, you know? I think he wasn't expecting you to be on here tonight either. So he probably was like, damn, you know, he probably ain't on here tonight. So let me go ahead and get on here and speak my shit, you know. But the fact is, you were on here, but now he got...
That's what he did. He spoke and left.
Because I was on here 751. You know how I do. Hey, my man Bradshaw. Bradshaw was up there telling me the other day, he said, yo, gee, that hell yeah was really something, isn't it? And I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. And he beating everybody. And then tonight, I happen to hear him say my name. I don't know about all that beat stuff, but he did.
Yeah, he, don't get me wrong. I mean, homeboy was like, hey, man, you know, I'm trying to get out there. You know, I'm part of WFO Racing. We trying to get our crew out here. They talking like they got three cars, and they're going to be at Capitol. The three cars aren't going to be there tomorrow. He said he's thinking about Capitol of Maryland. But the 26th of October, he's bringing a 5-speed Mustang, small block, standard head. He's bringing that Mazda, and they got a back half car.
Okay.
He said all three of them are going to be at the track on October 26th.
All right, that sounds like a plan, man. Bring the whole crew.
Because I know Joe probably a little salty with me right now. I Blog Talk Radio killing me right now, but I know he's trying to get back on. He wanted to lock a race in with Hell Yeah Z. He wanted to lock a race in with that 5-speed car, so I'm gonna have to get on, get off here in a minute and go call him because he on his ass.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, the show was acting up every since 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I'm gonna have to call Blog Talk tomorrow because we gotta find out what's going on. Mr. Barnes not gonna be a little happy because you know, from what I heard, there's like 8 or 9 people that wanted to get on and couldn't get on. So we gotta see what's going on. All
right, man, gotta get the show right, man. We love the show.
Gotta get the show right.
I'm driving from Texas listening to this show.
Huh?
I said, this fool criminal, man. I'm driving to Texas listening to this show. Got to get it right.
What's up, goddamn criminal?
What's up, baby? What's up? I had to get off once or twice, man. I lost signal out here in the woods, but I got back on, thank God, man. Well, I'm telling you, I just can't wait to come out there, man. It's going to be some fun, excellent fun action right there.
Hey, look, when you bring that photo Malibu, you better watch out for that two-door Nova now. There's a two-door Nova always lying around looking for some action.
Is that a six-year Nova? What kind of Nova is it?
I don't know what kind of Nova it is. All I know is it's got a cape on its back.
Uh-oh. I'm building the Nova, too, you know. I'm building the Showstopper, too. So, it's just going to be a matter of time for this to bring that out. I'm going to concentrate on that photo. We can get some action. That's some action out there, man. That's right up my alley up there. All that stuff that from the other day was right up my alley.
That's right, baby. Come on with you, baby.
Look at that. We got Big Block, Nitrous, All Motor. Man, please. I'm going to love some of this. I got to have it.
Hey, well, look, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what your schedule is looking like, but October 26th, Capital Raceway in Maryland, look like it could be a big one.
Where at in Maryland?
It's right outside of D.C.
I know, but I'm talking about what city, man? What suburb?
What's the city called?
Crofton, Maryland.
What is it again?
Crofton.
That's it. Crofton, Maryland.
Crofton.
All right. Well, what's the biggest city in Texas? What's the biggest city? What's the next biggest city close to it? The major city.
Bowie next to it. Crofton and Bowie.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Bowie.
It's already. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna give you an update. The boys from South Carolina.